Spiegel and Holmes.
We're going to do that show this year, yes. The Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Lawrence, don't call me Larry.
Afternoons on the Score.
I've had times when I was, you know, 6 months past my contract in my career. I've had been in the last year a bunch of times, so it can't affect it. I mean, I just say the same thing over and over, which is, you know, I'm employed by the Ricketts to you know, assign players and build a team as best I can. Sometimes that's thinking about the future entirely. We've done it at times. Sometimes that's blending them. Sometimes that's really saying, okay, now is the right time. And really, that's what is going to determine that the actions we make is like, what is the right thing for this team, for this organization?
I love the bump back here. This is not Tanny. This is Alex pulling out the Baby I Got Your Money by ODB and Khalees. Let's go.
See? He knows. He can speak. He can hang.
Because Jed's got the money now.
He really did. He really did. And it's interesting. Maybe some people think it's as simple as this team and this person like each other. They like working with each other. And things are going well right now. And, you know, maybe is it just that simple? I think it's more involved than that because I think it informs the conversation about all things here at the deadline. But you yourself have said it, Lawrence, when you were out there on the Friday a couple weeks ago, how comfortable he looked.
So comfortable. Jeb was looking good, man. He had fresh fade going on. Had the good polo going.
Shirts fit tight.
Yeah, he's been working out. Kid's been in the gym.
Feels good about that.
You know, he's out there just like, yeah, everything's great. We're first place.
Team's playing well. I mean, I know Cam Smith looks like he might be real good in Houston for no money. But Hayden Wesneski's out for the year. Paredes has been
He's been all right. Yeah.
Then he was hurt for a while. Kyle Tucker's killing it. Like, that's a really good baseball trade. That's the way a baseball trade is supposed to work. It might look better for the Astros in years to come if Kyle Tucker doesn't sign and Cam Smith is still there.
But if you win the World Series because you have Kyle Tucker, then it doesn't matter.
Correct.
If you make the World Series because you have Kyle Tucker, it probably doesn't matter.
I say correct to that as well.
If you would like to talk with us about the Cubs, you are more than welcome to do so. 312-644-6767 is the number. This I have a note from Baby T that says maybe I shouldn't go to this call. All right, we're going to take the risk. This is not on you. This is my decision. So it's on me. Hi, Larry in Oklahoma. What's on your mind?
What do you say, Larry?
Well, I appreciate your confidence in taking my call. I do like the idea of Jed Hoyer being extended because, honestly, this is the best of both worlds for Jed because he's got the team with the best record in the NL, plus a great farm system, which that's a hard combination to put together. I appreciate you mentioned Cam Smith doing well, but actually Matt Shaw, I think, will long-term be a better player. So I think actually the Cubs kept the right one there. Kudos to Jed for signing Matthew Boyd on a reasonable contract.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, he's dodged a lot of bullets in terms of potential free agents.
I thought that was a pretty solid phone call.
Yeah.
Way to go, baby T.
I'm glad we took it. And we like taking calls. Calls have been the lifeblood of this radio station for more than 30 years. So feel free at 312-644-6767. I don't know if Matt Shaw is going to be a better player than Cam Smith, but I'll say that Matt Shaw looks really good after some fundamental adjustments at the break. He's standing taller. The bat is flatter. He's opened his stance a little bit more now. And you know what he's doing, Lawrence? He's pulling balls in the air instead of just driving everything to right center. And we know he can drive things to right center,
which is one of his strengths. But, like, as a batter, like a profile, that's a great thing to have.
Agreed, but he's been getting busted inside and not doing much with it, like getting caught trying to inside out it or whatever. Now he's homering. Like, and he's on a 9-game hitting streak, and that big double yesterday that turned into him getting to third after Chase Mydraw threw it away was a big, big hit in that game to put the Cubs up 4-1. So Matt Shaw turning into a guy who can turn on inside stuff for power at the big league level would be a massive, massive development.
I have a texter here. I'm like, because sometimes, guys, I love the Cubs, but they are not going to make it to the World Series, and Kyle Tucker isn't that great. at least he hasn't shown it most of this year, he's pretty average and slightly above average is all.
Yeah,
that is incorrect.
That's incorrect. And there's also a bunch of texts about how trade Casey, even if you lose Tucker, you could get Schwarber for the same thing, or you could put Seiya in right field. Neither of those people are right fielders, not even remotely. Seiya cannot be an everyday right fielder, and Kyle Schwarber is not a right fielder. But if you got Schwarber, which would be a fun thing to think about as a free agent, you're going to move Happ over to right? I don't think Ian Happ has the arm for to be a right fielder, necessarily. And so, no, I think they'd have to go get a right fielder in free agency if they don't have either Tucker or Casey. But, I mean, you don't know for sure about Casey, but, like, just understand, defense matters, and it matters to them, and it should matter to you.
He's a 4.3 B-War player. He'll end up in the top 10 of votes for MVP this year.
Kyle Tucker.
He's way above average.
He
way
left-handed
average.
Slug is a big deal. The fact that he walks more than he strikes out.
Yeah.
Is an unbelievable
He's getting on base 38% of the time.
Yeah.
He's not average.
No.
He's not close to average.
He's a top 10 offensive player.
His OPS plus is 151,
yeah,
which is way better than average. I'm glad that we cleared that up, Speaks.
Yep.
It's very important.
It's good work.
Every now and again, you got to clear that up.
So I think what's going to happen the next few days is going to be interesting, and we'll be informed by this about the two possibilities that we brought up. Is Jed now emboldened to be aggressive, or is he more secure and safe and willing to be cautious because it's his own time horizon that he's extending by having stability? I think every move from between now and the deadline is going to be looked at that with that added focus.
What a day this could end up being, though. Like, you get the extension to Jed and maybe you make a big trade.
Or maybe you make a big announcement about Tucker. Can you imagine?
That, I think, is still unlikely. But here's hoping. Michael's in Downers Grove. Hey, Michael, you're on the score.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Michael.
Listen to you religiously. Love your commentary every day. My view is they've done the right thing. And when I look at it overall, right, we're going to go make trades because we need pitchers. We need pitchers, and we're going to add ones that are coming off of the injured list. We're going to add Kion, we're going to add Assad, and we're going to add another pitcher. And we might add a position player because we think we need to do that with Shaw, but Shaw's actually picking it up. I mean, the reality is the guy has, Jed Hoyer's put us in position where he's got tons of levers to pull as it relates to getting us to the playoffs in the World Series. I don't know how much more we want. He's done a great job, in my opinion.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for the call. Clearly, Tom Ricketts is happy, and he said so in this statement that is just released by the Cubs. Quote, Jed and his baseball operations staff have built a healthy player development organization and put an exciting playoff contending team on the field. We are looking forward to the rest of the season and to working with Jed for years to come. And Jed Hoyer said, quote, I'm so grateful for the Ricketts family's trust and support for 14 years. The Cubs are a special organization with an amazing fan base. I'm excited to keep building the momentum we have and to work with a terrific baseball operations staff to consistently deliver a championship caliber team for this great city.
Now,
end quote.
Theo's whole thing is 10 years and you should leave.
And Jed's whole thing is, let's
I'm
work
trying to
here.
Get paid. But, I mean, he hasn't been in charge for 10 years. And maybe if he were in, maybe at the end of this extension, he does walk away. But, you know, you spent the first 5 years ducking, like sitting there at press conferences because no one wanted to talk to you. And now you're the guy. So
he was the potted plant.
Yeah.
He was the potted plant. Now Carter's potted plant.
That's right. Now that's Carter's job. And Jed has made it very clear that that is Carter's job.
Oh, man.
So... So being,
that sounds like that take in your perspective sounds like he's a guy who's just trying to make consistent high quality teams to make every season like this season with a chance to win.
Well, I
guess that's a pretty good thing.
I think
that's a pretty good thing to do.
One, it's a good thing to do. Two, I do think that there is a bit of a freedom in the moment after you sign a contract extension where you can do some things. And like, this is why you paid me. Like, you have that opportunity if yeah. you're Jed to be like, if I go by what you said in your statement, this is the reason that you paid me so that I could make these choices like this.
It
was like you after that first book that we had. You were like,
hey, man.
You were like, hey, some things are going to change around here.
I am not the one who went out and bought a Blackmobile. Okay, that's not me, sir.
It's here today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Can I get a lift home?
Maybe? Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, yeah. Lawrence has been teasing me with an opportunity to ride in the Blackmobile as it emerges from the Black Cave downstairs here at work as billionaire Lawrence Holmes.
Not a billionaire.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's so sad about that tragedy that happened, but you have devoted your life since then to fighting crime and getting yourself the finest black accessories that a man can get.
I've been trying. Worked out pretty well.
I can't wait to get a ride.
I decided to make the transition today, Speaks. Like,
you did.
I was like, because the other car still exists. And I was like, you know what? I think for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, you should.
It's going to be the Blackmobile.
It's time.
Because once it gets a little icy, that car's not going to be the bright choice.
I have a question. Have you ever had, will I be your the first Jew in the Blackmobile? We could do a little Chess Records thing, you and me.
No, yeah, you will be. I haven't invited Dan out to dinner yet, so yes.
Oh, that's lovely.
So yes, you will be the first Jewish friend in the Blackmobile.
In the Blackmobile. That's exciting. That's exciting. Bringing cultures together.
With a car.
On the way home.
Yeah, you just want to ride.
I do. I do indeed.
This is a chance the rapper would say, you just want to ride. All right, let's go to West Side Johnny.
Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. You're on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
We're good. How you doing?
We're good.
So I'm in favor of the extension. I like Jed Hoyer, but he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that just wants to get his money. To me, and I want to hear your comments on this, to me it speaks to how he likes the direction the Ricketts family is going to allow him to take with the team. What do you guys think of that?
I think that is an optimistic take on how he feels, and it may very well be correct. And I don't know that. Look, I don't know that we can judge all of that from the next few days. We're going to.
Yeah.
Right?
We're going to put stuff on this that doesn't necessarily supposed to be there.
But the thing is, like, every year they do spend at least to a point that gives them a shot. You know, and Jed is trying to do his part by giving them the best asset you can have, which is talent that is thought of well and not paid well in the minor leagues. Those kind of assets. Jed is and he's trying and they seem to have taken a step forward as a player development staff. Daniel Palencia is a closer born of a throw in for Andrew Chafin. I mean, that's a rental trade for Andrew Chafin.
And now he's your closer.
He's your closer. So, I mean, that's...
You know what's crazy?
That's a great success in development.
We haven't thought about Ryan Pressly in weeks. In weeks?
Yeah,
And he's been fine.
He's been fine. We gave him a solo homer the other night. 6-0 game turned into a 6-1 game on Saturday night. But that he was used there. Ryan Brazier is more in the circle of trust than Ryan Pressly.
Yeah, he's been... Did he open a game? I feel like he opened one of the Cade Horton games.
He got used yesterday in a big spot. Now, Pressly had gone the night before, but it'll be interesting to see what Presley's usage becomes on a real stacked postseason bullpen. Like, if they go out and get Griffin Jacks from Minnesota, or they go out and they get some other righty who's a trusted high-leverage guy, but he's not the closer. Like, it's Palencia and it's Keller, and it's whoever the new guy is, and it's Brazier, all before you get to Pressly, in my opinion.
But let me give you the option here, Speaks, because right. Both of the opportunities for us in our next segment are baseball. Yeah. I wanted to give you the choice, though.
Okay.
Do we talk about who the new Javi is? Do we talk about Bryce Harper? Do we talk about the Hall of Fame conversation, or do we keep talking about this?
I love your new Javi. I love your new Javi angle, and I think it needs to be discussed.
All right. There's a new Javi on the Cubs.
It's PCA. That's what you mean.
No.
Oh.
Someone else is the new Javi. We need to discuss that, and we will next here on The Score.